Greetings, Creakers. There are many good things about living in the same small community for a long time. The primary one for myself is the sense of belonging that comes with recognizing and being recognized by others. There is a sense of history that goes along with that. Even though I may not be a friend, we recognize each other and I may know where you live and be familiar with some of your activities, like walking your dog, playing the ukulele, selling eggs, and I quite likely know your children. Many years of working in the school system has given me the greatest pleasure of all, watching your kids grow up. I run into them as teenagers stocking the shelves in IGA, returning for holidays from college and living back on the coast raising their own kids. Where am I going with this? Oh right, music. We have so many musicians in and from the Creek, including some very talented young people. This week I would like to acknowledge Esme Williams and Kale Reed. I knew both these high school students throughout their elementary school years, and now here they are being featured as cello soloists in next weekend's Bach Fest. Bravo! Bach Fest is taking place next weekend at St. Hilda's Church, and if you would like to enjoy this fabulous concert and hear Esme and Kale's part in it, you may still be able to get tickets at coastmessiahchoir.ca. Another reason I value living here is the beach. Not just one beach, but all the different ones. In a summer afternoon, I might head down to Sandy Beach to lie on the sand and take in the scene, or I might want a quiet swim in a more private spot. In the evening, there is no greater pleasure than sitting around a beach campfire with friends and looking at the stars, or heading down to our local beach with a bag of chips and a beer to watch the sunset. I think we are very fortunate to live in a place where our local government has used public road accesses to develop a system of beach access trails that allow everyone to enjoy our shoreline. Judging from their use, I believe many of you feel the same, and so I would like to call your attention to a recently erected SCRD sign at the Gulf Road Beach Access Trail. It lists prohibited activities, some of which is confusing, and also states that the trail is not to be used between dusk and dawn, with a possible $2,000 fine for doing so. So, if you live that neighborhood, or presumably others to follow, and unless you own waterfront property or want to drive to the pier, sunsets or a sit around a campfire, allowed below high tide line when there is no ban, will come with the risk of a $2,000 fine. I think this might be of interest to many of you. So let's move on to some entertainment happening around the Creek this weekend and next. If you are in the mood for something mellow and folksy, head down to the Legion tonight, Friday, where the Co-Conspirators will be playing. They are a Quebec-based folk roots duo that have been compared to Ian and Sylvia and Richard and Linda Thompson. Saturday night, Mary Jane's Last Dance are coming from Vancouver. This five-piece Tom Petty tribute band has been playing festivals, clubs and bars all over since 2010, and now they are coming to the Creek. Heads up that next Friday evening, March 8th, local band Them Ordinary Things will be playing the Legion as part of their Not So Late, Not So Loud tour. Mark Lebel, Kaya Nielsen, Simon Parody and Paul Dwyer will take the stage at 7 p.m., which is a great time for people like me who no longer possess the required stamina for those late shows. See you there. Tickets at the door. Something happened during COVID. Lots of people stuck at home started doing puzzles. That happened to me, and now I always have one on the go, although I am very picky about my puzzles. The picture has to be pleasing to me. No kittens and balls of wool. I have to like the color palette, and no large areas can be the same. I have some like that which I would be pleased to swap, and guess what? Now I can, because starting next week, the Roberts Creek Reading Room, library, will have a puzzle swap shelf. So, anyone can come in during library hours and swap their completed puzzle for something exciting and new to them. Please be sure the ones you bring are in good shape and have all their pieces, and better yet, maybe they could meet my personal criteria? Have a good week.